Welcome to the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman podcast with Regina T. Green. On this podcast, we'll be discussing topics on leaving your job, stepping into entrepreneurship, reaching your potential, growing your faith, knowing your identity, your true identity, being bold in the world, being a working mom, how to confidently show up for your promotion and interview. I mean, it just keeps going. Forgiveness, deliverance, health, all those things. And so I want to be able to help you make a smooth transition and have the right mindset when you do it. So tune in, listen in, and enjoy. So I help people discover their true identity and walk in their call with clarity, confidence, and courage. I am a full-time entrepreneur that walked away from my corporate job to pursue a purpose-filled life. I also have a handsome husband and three kids, three beautiful children. I love all things God, Holy Spirit, the Bible, and an abundant life. I love to see growth in everyone, especially myself. I am a certified trainer, speaker, and coach on the John Maxwell team. And it's for you, the ones that's ready for a life of purposeful life. The ones that's ready to step into the call and of ministry or entrepreneurship, the one that's ready to silence the lies they tell themselves and believe the truth of who you are, the one that's ready to finally believe that you're worth a different kind of life, your next level life, the one who wants to remove old habits and belief systems, and the one that desires to hear God more clearly in their life, business, or career. Also the one that wants to gain clarity, confidence, and courage to go forth, because many people are stopped in their tracks when it comes to clarity, because the enemy will try to confuse you, will try to make you believe things that are not true, and then you get off track. So you may be on this call because you have a feeling or a tug or a pull that you should be doing something different. You have been wanting to transition to another job or into entrepreneurship. You may want a different result in your life. You may be wanting to become a stay-at-home mom or dad, or you may be wondering, what is my purpose? Or do I even have a call on my life? Or you just may be simply wanting some encouragement and just to be here to get some inspiration, and you'll definitely get that. So everyone has a purpose. What is your purpose according to the Bible? If you see Matthew 10 and 8, it is to heal the sick, to raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, freely give and freely receive. Some people are sick in their minds. They're sick when it comes to their dreams, their finances, health. Some people need cleansing and needs to be awakened, right? So who will you awaken with your gifts? So my story, as I shared a piece of it before, I left my corporate job, walked away. And one of the things that I noticed when I left is that I didn't have the faith that I needed. I went through some challenging times when I decided to walk away, because I walked away thinking I was just going to go into entrepreneurship. I did not know that I was going into ministry. I did not know that God was calling me to preach and to teach the gospel. I had no clue. I probably would have never left my job had I known that, because that is one of the things that I said I never wanted to do. But I'm fully accepting the call and fully stepping into it, and will definitely be sharing more and more as days to come. And so for you, you have a purpose. You have something on earth that you're called to do, and there are objections that come up against it. And tonight, I'm going to be definitely sharing that. What is an objection? An expression, a feeling of disapproval or opposition, a reason for disagreeing or disagreeing with something. Now, when you think about yourself, when you think about your life, what are some objections that you've had against yourself? Some feelings of disapproval, some feelings of opposition, some expressions that you've had when you think about doing that next level thing. Now, when I say next level, most people think like, oh my gosh, it has to be big and huge. No, it's just the next step of what you want to step into. A reason for disagreeing. Do you disagree with what God is asking you to do? Are you disagreeing and then speaking life, but then inside you're disagreeing and your actions are showing that, because you keep going in circles, you procrastinate, you don't take that next step, and you are in the same place that you were if you look back, what, a year from now, a year ago, or 6 months ago? And that's okay. No condemnation. We're here to move forward and to get the inspiration we need to do what it is that we need to do. And so I just want to share a bit tonight on the objections. So the first objection you have is, I'm not good enough. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I'm not good enough. Oh my, the lies. I've heard it. You don't feel like you're good as the person, as that person or the other person. I felt this way too, but I was delivered from rejection, and I was going to share a few signs of rejection tonight, because that is like a big thing. And you can have the spirit of rejection operating in you as a believer. I did. Got delivered from it. As a matter of fact, last year I went through deliverance. I will go through deliverance every year. I feel like every believer should go through deliverance. It's something that we should do, because you just never know of what tried to attach itself to you. And so make sure that you do go through that at least once a year or more if you feel that need. Sometimes deliverance takes place with a deliverance minister. Sometimes it takes place between you and the Holy Spirit. When you are asking Holy Spirit to deliver you and you call some things out, it will definitely come out. But some things do not come out with just you. You need help from somebody else, okay? So, you know, you can reject yourself. You can make yourself feel like you're not good enough. You can tell yourself lies. You can count yourself out. A lot of people count themselves out and they make themselves feel like they're not good enough. A lot of people's family have made them feel like they're not good enough. A lot of people have been in families where they have disowned them. They have said negative things. They have never been for them. And so now you're battling that rejection because you've experienced so much. You may have had bad grades in school. And so now you're feeling like, wait a minute, I'm not good enough because I had bad grades in school. That means I can't even really do what God is calling me to do. Well, I just want to tell you that it's a lie, and you have to move forward, because I'm telling you, it will hold you in the same place year after year after year. Number two, I don't know enough. Now, you see my before and after here, and I only share that because I said I don't know enough. Well, I didn't know a whole lot about losing weight. I didn't know a whole lot about health. I didn't know a whole lot about calories. I didn't know a whole lot, but I was able to lose 25 pounds, lower my cholesterol, and keep the weight off. And so because I had that extra weight, do you really think I knew anything about health? No. But what I did was I connected with somebody who did. I connected with somebody who understood. I got me a coach. I also read, I studied, I learned, I grew, right? I challenged myself to be at a certain place by a certain time. I connected and got on a program that actually gave me everything that I need. And so I don't have enough is not necessarily the best excuse to use when there's so many different resources that are available to us. And I keep looking back here behind me. I put all of this behind me just the other day, and it looks really like messy. But those are my declarations I put in a different spot. Those are declarations that I put in a different spot. I think I have somebody trying to come on. Hold on just a second. Let's see. Yeah. Getting texts that they don't know how to get on. But anyway, so I don't know enough. It's just an excuse that you need to get over. All right. Sounds mean, but it's true. All right. Number three, I don't have enough. And you fill in the blank. What don't you have enough of? You fill in the blank. And why don't you have enough of it? Is that true? Is it something you telling yourself? Because if we serve an abundant God, we serve a God who is loving, who is giving, who is kind, who owns the entire universe. Do you really not have enough? Is that true? Because we're made in his likeness, in his image. How do we not have enough? Because guess what? What we speak comes alive, right? Our words have power. And guess what? Just like God spoke life into the universe, he spoke the universe into existence. We are made in his image and his likeness. I have to say that again. We can speak things and it becomes. Why don't we see it become? Because we don't necessarily believe that we have enough, believe that it'll happen for us, right? We believe that we don't have enough. So we're operating in the lack. We're operating in another dimension that God doesn't exist. Therefore, we don't see things come to pass because we're operating lower than where God wants us to be. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. So why are you holding on to that? Why are you grabbing hold to confusion when God didn't give us that? That comes from the enemy, and we know that, right? And so those are things that we need to recognize and be able to change it so we can move forward into the call that's on our life. Number four, what will they think? Anybody else had a thought that what will they think if I leave my job? I had someone tell me that I was getting ready to leave a job. By the way, I'm a champion at leaving jobs. If you haven't noticed, if you don't know me, I am a champion at walking away from jobs. Okay. Once I make a decision and I know that I'm not supposed to be there, I'm moving. Okay. I'm leaving. And people look at me, a lot of people look at me as if I am not consistent. And then you have some that says you are very consistent. The truth is I'm very consistent. I'm very consistent at leaving something that I don't want to be at. I'm very consistent at showing up when God asks me to show up. Well, in some things, I'm learning to be consistent in this ministry thing. Just, you know, stay with me here, right? I'm very consistent. I'm actually very consistent. But connecting with the wrong people and listening to what they think when they don't understand how God made you and how he created you, you're going to start to feel down and you're going to be concerned about, oh my gosh, what if they think that I'm not consistent? What if they think I'm quitting again? What if they think that I can't do this? What if they think that I'm just really stupid for making this decision? What if I look stupid in front of everybody? My question to you is, do you fear man more than you fear God? Because God is calling you, not man. Okay, that's something that we have to tell ourselves. We have to tell ourselves and remind ourselves of what the Bible tells us about fearing man. You cannot fear man and serve God. You can't. It just doesn't make sense. So you have to not care about what other people think, and you have to care more about what God thinks about you. And God thinks very highly about you. He thinks that you are great. He thinks that you are loving. He thinks that you are faithful, that you are patient. Like, he created you fearfully and wonderfully, right? He knows that you can do it because he placed the potential inside of you, and he's giving you Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you when you feel weak, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength, right? So grab hold to the joy of the Lord, that the foundation that, gosh, I have so much joy that my God will never leave me. I have so much joy that God will walk with me. He will walk with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. He's always going to be with me and provide. I lay down in good places, in rich places, wealthy places. Like, those are the things that I tell myself. And you have to start telling yourself that versus telling yourself stories about what other people think about you. And I've been there too. Okay. Number five, my spouse isn't on board with this next move. Now, this is a big one. I have clients that come on and they have spouses that are not on board with them. And count it a blessing if you have a spouse that is in agreement with the dreams and the vision that God has placed in your life, because there are a lot of people who do not. I'll share with you, for as far as my husband, when I said I was leaving my job, I made the bulk of the income, six-figure job, and I said I was leaving it to become an entrepreneur because I felt called to it. And he was looking like, you didn't hear God. And then here I am like, well, you know, I mean, I think I heard God and I'm really ready to do it. And, you know, my mind was already made up. So, I mean, you may not want to take this advice from me because I walked. You know what I'm saying? And what I did was I began to pray and I fast and ask God to align my husband's heart with where I was going, with where God was leading me. And so when I walked away and I began to do what I was doing, I believe the Lord actually changed his heart and allowed him to see what needed to happen. So don't be afraid of your spouse not being on board. And also, you are called to please God even over your spouse. It is God and then it's your spouse. And so don't let that hinder you from stepping into the call, because you have to answer to God before you even answer to your spouse. So all you need to do is pray and ask God to change your husband's heart. If you're not married, then you need to marry a purposeful man, a man that is in alignment, who can carry your anointing, who can hear from God, who has the vision that God has for you and connects with it. Okay. Now, either one works, you know, because God is God and he's the one that will bring the increase and do what he needs to do so that you can move your mission forward, move the mission God has for you forward, and see the vision come to pass. So no worries there. Okay. Number six, I've done this job, this type of eating, or this church all of my life, so I can't go and start something new now. Familiarity. I always have a problem saying that word. Stuck in a familiar place. Anybody ever been there? stuck in a very familiar place. Therefore, you keep going in the unhealthy direction. You keep on connecting with the unhealthy connections and the unhealthy soul ties and the things that are connected to that old place. And you keep trying to go back. One of the things that I did was it was just ingrained in me. I share the story about how my identity was attached to my job. I saw myself as the job saw me, as the achievements that I had. When I walked away, I felt like I left everything. I felt like a part of me left, right? I had an unhealthy soul tie with my job. I had my identity tied to my job. Therefore, I didn't have my foundation in God, right? And so because I was so used to it and I had ingrained everything in that, then that's what was my life. And so to walk away from it, it's like, wait a minute, I've done this a very long time. Am I really doing the right thing? Is this really the right time? What if I don't have enough? Goes back, right? Well, God, it doesn't even look like I have enough. How can you tell me to walk away? This doesn't even make sense. Sometimes God asks you to do things that doesn't make sense, but it makes faith, okay? God, I'm telling you, when I walked away, I didn't realize how much of a lack of faith that I was actually living in. And I'm telling you, it was a blessing from God to have worked on me from the inside out. And I am a completely different person. God is still working on me, but I am completely different than I was when I first left my job. I've been through some very tough challenges, but I know that challenges come and they go. I just know that what I'm called to, as long as you stay focused, you don't have to worry about the old way of doing things, the old life, the old familiar place. God is calling you to a new place to do something different. So don't be afraid to step into that. Because he wants you to do this. He wants you to be successful. And he desires for you to be able to go out. Just think of the people that are sitting there waiting on you to show up with whatever it is. And I know you can think of your call as something small, but you just never know what it is. You being in the right place at the right time, what that can do for that next person, what that can do. You hear the stories about people wanting to commit suicide. But if you hadn't been there, if this person hadn't been there, they would have done it, but they didn't do it because you showed up, right? Divine timing. That's how the call works. That's how your assignment works. You may look at it as if it's just another job, but it's another job that you have somebody sitting there waiting on your story, your testimony, so that God can be glorified in your life and in their life so that they can know God. You may be looking at your call as something simple, but it's way bigger than you. It's so much bigger than you. And you have influence in that place. God wants to give you influence in that place. He wants to give you increase in that place. He wants to give you impact in that place. And because you keep on settling for the familiar, you're not able to grow to that next level like he wants you. You're not tapping into the potential that he's placed inside of you. So you stay and you remain there. And I know a lot of people who stay in a job or stay at a church or stay in a certain spot when God is saying, it's time for you to grow, my child. It's time for you to go higher, and you stay there because it's so familiar. I challenge you not to stay there because it's so familiar. I challenge you to step outside of that comfort zone and move to that next level. So what's coming up for you? Because you have amazing potential. So who's going to listen? I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm not ready yet. This isn't going to work. I don't have enough. I don't have enough knowledge. I'm not good enough. What's coming up for you? Because all of us have something that comes up. The thing is to overcome it. Now, self-doubt and objections are designed to attack the core of who you are. If you think back on your life, everything that you've been through, it has come to attack who you are, your identity in God. And a lot of people think that they know their true identity, but in reality, they don't, because their response shows that they don't know who they are. Because when you know who you are, your response is completely different than that of the world. We have tied in the worldly principles with the kingdom principles, and therefore it's not working. So you go in and you call things that be not as though they are, and you don't see it happening. It's because you've intertwined the kingdom and the worldly stuff, and it doesn't work because you're not really calling things that be not as though they are in the identity of Christ. You're calling things that be not as though they are based on fear, based on doubt, based on being stuck, based on failing. And that is not the place God is saying that you need to call things that be not as though they are. That's not the place that you call it forth, right? You call it forth out of you. You call it forth from within, right? So as you be filled with the Holy Spirit, how do you fill yourself with the Holy Spirit? By filling yourself with the Word of God, right? You fill yourself with the Word of God, and then it starts to overflow out of you, and it produces. You are a manufacturing machine here on this earth that produces things. You're an overcomer. So here's some solutions. Know that purpose can be hidden in pain. Number one, get deliverance. Deliverance and pride are two really big ones. Rejection. Rejection and pride are two really big ones that a lot of people need to be delivered from. There's a lot of demons that are kind of out there, but I see a lot of rejection and pride. I see that those are really big, and that it will keep you second guessing. It will keep you doubting yourself. I mean, it will keep you being like basically not visible, hiding, saying things negative about yourself, assuming what people would be thinking about you, putting yourself last, thinking you're not worthy, thinking that you know it all. That's another one. Thinking that you can't go for anything greater. That's religion. You can't go greater. You have to be poor. You have to be with lack in order to learn a lesson. Just all of these things that are lies that God didn't say in his word, right? God did not say in his word. And so find scriptures that counter what you're saying to yourself. It's like medicine. You must apply it where you need it, and don't stop until it's gone. Do not stop until it's gone. So take those scriptures as medicine and just put it in that area. Whether you feel like you're always lacking, whether you feel like you're not good enough, whether you feel like, you know, you can't have enough, right? Find a scripture that align with it, whether God is asking you to leave your job. Let me give you an example. For me, God asked me to leave my job, and I found a scripture because I was like, okay. And it's even going with me stepping into ministry. God, I think it's, I can't even quote the scripture, so don't judge me on this, but it was, and he left houses and land and all of these things, but he paid him back double. I can't even think of the scripture, but that scripture helped me. It helped me. And I just completely just forget what it was. We're going to pause for just a second and we'll be right back. The scripture is Matthew 19:29. And anyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. And so I think that scripture is amazing, and it really did help me in my journey. It changed, it transformed how I thought and why I do what I do, why I stepped into the next level, because it's not for me. Because anyone who leaves any of those things for God's sake, you will receive 100 times. And so remember, it says for God's sake. When you do things, when you know that it's for God, and when you step out, you come with a confidence. You come with the confidence knowing that this is for God and it's not about me. It's about what God wants to do through me. And because I'm doing this for him, and because I want to show up for God, and because I'm in love with God and want to do what he's called me to do, I know that he's going to reward me regardless of what it looks like, what it feels like, no matter how scary it is, how much I judge myself. I know that it's going to be okay because scripture tells me that it's going to be okay. So hopefully this podcast has blessed you. Don't forget, go back, listen to this episode and allow it to transform your heart. Well, thank you so much for joining the Healthy Prosperous Career Woman podcast. I really appreciate you for joining. And please share this podcast with another sister or maybe even a brother, because we're going to have some good conversations. We're going to have some deep conversations, some fun conversations. We're going to have some laughs, some cries, some real stories and conversations that a lot of people may not want to have, but it will cause breakthrough. I look forward to you tuning in next time, and you have a good day.